a Jewish journal article, Hope for Uniting the People of Israel. As the summer wears on, Israel is staring down yet another national election. The Israeli government dissolved the Knesset in late June, bringing an end to Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's year-long tenure and setting the stage for the Jewish state's fifth election in the last 3 years. The announcement also marked the conclusion of a bold experiment in Israeli democracy that could serve as a case study for future national unity governments, the integration of both Jewish and Arab political parties in the government. The coalition's collapse raises the question, is Jewish-Arab cooperation possible in a future coalition? Broadly, the Abraham Accords and a recent visit by President Joe Biden suggest that future political cooperation could be likely. But, outside of the political area, such cooperation has quickly become a social norm. For examples of this intercultural cooperation, look no further than one of Israel's most prominent export industries, olive oil. Sindiana of Galilee is a non-profit organization run by a team of Arab and Jewish women with a mission to produce outstanding olive oil and other premium food products, while enhancing Arab-Jewish cooperation, promoting fair trade, creating economic opportunities for Arab women, and assisting local growers and producers, according to the organization's website. Sindiana offers the opportunity for Arab and Jewish women to come together to produce fair trade products and learn more about each other's cultures in the process. The organization is often a stop for birthright trips, helping Western travelers see a different side of Arab-Jewish relations in Israel. Efforts are underway to promote cultural exchange in education as well. A New Way is a non-profit organization that brings together high school students from Jewish and Arab neighborhoods to study for Israel's matriculation exams. Past participants have noted that sharing a common goal of preparing for the exams has helped them form close bonds with their fellow students and learn more about the cultures of their fellow Israelis. In the philanthropic sector, Yad Sarah has, for nearly four decades, united Jewish and Arab Israelis around the mission of helping people who are chronically or terminally ill, disabled or infirm live with as much comfort and dignity as possible, according to the organization's website. What makes Yad Sarah so special is that it is there to support anyone in Israel who needs assistance, regardless of their ethnicity, religion, or nationality, said Adele Goldberg, executive director of Friends of Yad Sarah, the organization's U.S.-based fundraising arm. Yad Sarah is proud to help thousands of people, from a broad tapestry of backgrounds, live with dignity and independence in the Jewish state. With more than 7,000 volunteers and 120 in-person service locations across Israel, from Haifa to the Negev, there are plenty of opportunities for Arab and Jewish Israelis to work together to support those in need. Yehoshua Yulis, a sixth-generation Israeli who serves as branch manager at Yad Sarah's Ofakim location in the Negev, recalls many instances in which his staff has been proud to work alongside Israel's diverse communities to deliver care. Yulis shared that his branch regularly works with Jews, Arabs, Russians, Ethiopians, and Yemenis. We provide equal treatment to all, he said. The goal of every volunteer is that people should leave with solutions to their problems, with hope and a smile. Despite the fall of the most diverse Israeli government to date, Jewish-Arab collaboration is possible in Israel. Organizations such as Sindiana of Galilee, A New Way, and Yad Sarah are proving Jews and Arabs can work together peacefully, bringing hope for the future of Israel.